Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions ahead of Carolina's trip to New England to face the defending Super Bowl champs. We got our first question from Wiley of Winterfell, who says, could we see more blitzing against Brady considering the lack of pass rush against the Saints? Well, here's the thing when it comes to blitzing Tom Brady. I think you've got to be careful with it. You got to pick your spots. Obviously, Steve Wilks and this Panthers defense wants to be aggressive. That's something we've seen throughout the early parts of this season. But Brady is so good at diagnosing where the pressure is coming from, and he gets the ball out of his hands so quickly. Not unlike Drew Brees, which we saw last week against the Saints. So, yes, I think you do want to dial up some pressures, but you got to be smart with it. Look, for me, I think the key for Carolina's defense when it comes to stopping Brady and these wide receivers and these weapons, the line of scrimmage, these corners have to be physical to disrupt the timing because Brady is known for getting the ball out of his hands so quickly and knowing where he wants to go pre-snap, finding the mismatch, finding the weakness. You've got to be physical at the line, disrupt the timing, and really the front four for Carolina has to find a way to generate some pressure. If Carolina can rush just four, keep the rest in coverage, and still find a way to knock Brady off his spot, to get him moving in the pocket, that's going to be critical to stopping this really high-powered offense that's coming off five touchdowns through the air last week. It's a tough challenge. For me, it's those corners at the line and that front four. Can they generate enough pressure without Carolina having to blitz? Got our next question from Bob, who asks, will the offense run more of an up-tempo feel this week? I notice Cam does better when the offense is up-tempo. This is something we've talked about for the last few years, really. Cam and the up-tempo offense, and people seeing that and wondering why we don't see more of it. And here's what I think it comes down to right now for Carolina. One, Carolina's offense, one of the best things about it right now is that their ability to control the ball for long periods of time. They've been a pretty good ball control offense. The struggles have come in the red zone, where they've had to settle for field goals and not punching it into the end zone. That's, of course, a major point of emphasis right now. But that's one thing they've been pretty good at is holding on to that football for a while and keeping their defense on the sideline, giving them rest. That's critical in this matchup against Brady and the Patriots, of course, too, because you don't want Tom Brady on the field for long stretches of time. You want to make sure that he's sitting and watching on the sideline as much as possible. That's always been one of the key ingredients to success against these superstar quarterbacks is you're better served keeping them on the sideline than on the field. If your offense goes up-tempo, goes three and out quickly, and Brady and co. come right back on, that's putting your defense in a pretty tough spot. So I think you might see some up-tempo mixed in here and then, much like we talked about in the previous question with blitzing. You got to pick your spots with it. I don't think Carolina can just commit to up-tempo for the entire game. That's not a sustainable way of running an offense. So I think maybe they mix it in here and then to try to get some rhythm and timing if they need it, but I think they want to rely on that ball control attack. Got our final question from Monk Season, who says, do you think getting Samuel, Shepard, or Bird going deep will help against New England since they had trouble with Tyreek Hill previously? I think Carolina would definitely like to start stretching the field a little bit more. That's something that they haven't been able to do through the first part of the season. They've only had limited success with passes really much further than 15 yards, and that's something that Cam has always been really known for, is his deep ball accuracy. And yeah, maybe they haven't been able to string some completions together, but every once in a while, you always knew that the Panthers could dial up a long play and it could lead to a big game-changing completion. So we haven't seen that so far, and I think some of the names you mentioned are capable of doing that, namely Curtis Samuel and Demir Byrd. We haven't seen them really stretch the field so far, and you know that they have the ability to do that. We'll see if that gets dialed up. Of course, it's one thing to run those routes, it's another thing to complete them, and that's what Carolina has to prove, is that they can effectively complete some of these deeper patterns to make defenses think twice about it. But no doubt, that would certainly help against this New England defense, and really any defense right now, which is trying to compress the field on Carolina and stack the box and make Cam Newton and his arm beat them right now. We know he's transitioning after that offseason shoulder. We know he's trying to get that timing and rhythm back. Defenses are going to test him. He's going to have to beat him deep in order to give that offense a little more room to work. Much of the question this week, everybody. We'll do it again next time right here on Panthers.com.